Fouled for both goals. Donald McDermott gets fouled, you know, and in the second goal, Joel, our goalkeeper, Pereira, gets fouled. There's no question about that. The referee's been totally naive with respect to both, you know, goals. For me, everything's marginal. We had some good phases of play. They're a good side. There's no question about that. But they don't need a lift. Nobody needs a lift in this league.
So you're obviously very frustrated with the referee then?
No, listen, he's got a job to do. He's got to help support us as well as the opposition. And it was a difficult tie for us, fixture. But we need a little bit more help. Donald McDermott doesn't go down, you know, and Pereira has been definitely affected by one of their players. And fair play, they've done one over on us and they've done one over on the referee as well. It's as simple as that. We can't keep doing this, though, complaining about, you know, we just want a fair judgment and assessment throughout the course of the 90 minutes.
Is this something that you feel is affects you over the course of the season, then, not just tonight?
It's affecting all football. The standards have got to be improved right across the board. You know, I'm very forward in my help with the Referees Association. But we want a standard being matched. What the players are putting out there on a Saturday stroke Tuesday. And I don't think we're getting the same match standard of performance from officials.
Consistency within the game or consistency within officials, actual officials?
Consistency within officials. Not just within the games that Rochdale play, but right across the spectrum. There needs to be a professionalism. And there is no professionalism to the Referees Association except in the Premier League and one or two chosen few for the Championship. So we need that professionalism. We need referees to be accountable. We need them to make the right decisions and not be as naive as I think the referee's been tonight.
So away from the goals, overall performance, so it was always going to be a tricky tie, wasn't it?
Some of it was OK. Wasn't best pleased with the first half. And again, second half, we had one or two chances. The first standout chance is Andy Cannon's in the first half. I think the keeper's done well to save it. We huffed and puffed second half, created a few chances, looked quite bright. But again, there was no clinical edge in the penalty box. So again, we suffered a defeat away from home, and it's an hard one to stomach and a long journey to assess.
I was going to mention that, very long journey for you. How is this? Is that going to affect preparations for Saturday?
No. Oh, we'll just do what we've planned on doing. You know, regardless of the performance or the results, we've got to make sure that we do the right things. And what I consider to be the right things will be done in preparation for our game on Saturday.
Pleased to be at home on Saturday?
I'll be pleased to get home tomorrow about 4 o'clock in the morning.